at the Daytona 500 over the weekend. They finally got the race in last night. It ended early this morning, Eastern time. Matt Kenseth, your champion. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is our own Dunham & Miller official race car driver. It's the great Gas Cap Louie, who was once again at Daytona. Good morning, Gas Cap. How are you?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Certainly good to be on with you, and I'm always having a good time, big time pleasure talking to you fellas.
Now,
I'm sure I'm tired this morning, though.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. You know, I tell you what, it takes a long time to get that race finished. I tell you, this is darndest Daytona 500 I've ever been a part of, and this is a pretty big anniversary for me, my 45th running of the Daytona.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, and I had some pretty bad luck this time. First of all, my car wouldn't start.
Mm-hmm.
I was running the number 12 Hennessy car. It was a loaded up Cadillac Escalade on Snoop Dogg's team. But I couldn't get it started because I lost my keyless fob, so I couldn't get in that car and get that thing going.
Oh, no. So you do use fobs in NASCAR.
Sure enough, so they had to push that thing off the track, but I still wanted to participate in the race so I could get my NASCAR bonus.
Uh-huh.
So I volunteered to run the jet drive truck.
Were driving one of those things?
Yeah, sure enough, by 40 laps from the end there, I guess see a car get loose power right into me, and I hauled ass out of that truck.
that was you driving the truck that blew up.
Yeah, did you guys see that? Any of that stuff to make the news?
Well, yeah. It was like the big story.
Oh, yeah, that guy plowed right into me. I tell you, that guy can't drive too well.
I don't know. He's one of the top drivers, isn't he? That one Pablo Montoya?
Yeah, and you know what's weird after that, Giorgio?
Hmm.
After that accident, they searched Montoya.
Yeah?
They found out he didn't have any insurance.
All right.
So now my insurance is going to have to cover that whole thing.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, so then I had to try to get on to another car because I had to finish that race to get my NASCAR bonus, and so I rode shotgun with Matt Kenseth.
Oh, so how many points do you get? Do you get like...
Well, sure enough, I got credit for another Daytona win. I'm as happy as a puppy with two Peters, aren't you?
Well, congratulations.
I guess congratulations are in order.
You bet. This is my third Daytona 500 win, all of them riding shotgun, of course, because I always wrecked out my first car, but... Still counts, and I tell you what, that's about the craziest race I ever done seen. First of all, we had all that rain.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had that big fire.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you could say, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times that is all that could be for friends. I always thought I'd see you again. And that's just true, gentlemen. That's what I call NASCAR.
That's what you call NASCAR, huh?
Hey, can I make a request to you and your listeners? I know you got a lot of listeners out there listening to you on the radio right now. You guys are broadcasting.
Slow down, Gas Cap. I know it's in your nature to go fast, but slow down.
Yeah, we got a lot of listeners.
I just want everyone to keep me in their thoughts and prayers because Don and I are hitting a rough patch right now.
Oh, no.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's hard being an NASCAR driver. I got a lot of temptation out there, out on the circuit, and I had a little fling with a girl at the track last year, and I don't want to use any last names and identify, but... This girl named Danica and I, we were pretty hot and heavy.
Oh, whatever.
Thanks for not using her last name.
Yeah, no last names, folks. And this was about last year when I was running in the Viagra car.
Uh-huh.
But once that sponsorship ended, so did our relationship. It's a tough deal. Don't want to get into too many details, but just want to encourage you listeners, those of you who are listening right now, to these boys broadcasting on the radio, keeping you entertained from Monday from Friday, 5:30 to 10 a.m., you need to keep me in your thoughts and prayers, because old NASCAR, old Gas Cap Louie wants to keep you in the NASCAR prayers, all right?
All right, we'll do that for you.
You're in our prayers.
Your prayers.
All right,
you're
NASCAR.
All right, boys.
What's that?
He said Curtis.
Oh.
All right, Gas Cap Louie.
Going to congratulate him one more time on a thrilling win.
On a riding shotgun win at the Daytona 500. All right, it's 8:47 here on...